Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Dash, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Amiyak Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Beis. Throughout the Mishnah explains how the Kapara of Yom Kippurim is coming to rectify the Tumas Migdash VeKotshov. A person has a Tumah of Migdash or Kotshim, he needs to have a Kapara. And that's the Kapara of Yom Kippurim, as the Mishnah concludes and says, the Yisrael have it with a Seer Nasa Bifrim, the Kriyanim have it with a Par. And what about all the other mitzvahs? What about all the other 612 mitzvahs? So that the Mishnah says that for that we have Siyar Mishtalech, at least for Am Yisrael. Siyar Mishtalech is Mechap and all the other mitzvahs. And this is something Tzarech Bir. From the 613 mitzvahs, the Avoid of Yom Kippurim of Siyar Nasa Bifnim, you Mechap on one Aveiro, Tumas Mikdash Vekotshov. All the other 612 mitzvahs is Siyar Mishtalech. What's pshat that Tumas Mikdash VeKotshov takes its own place and a significant place more than any other mitzvah? How do we understand this nekuda? So we have a similar question brought down in the Maharil in the Minhagim regarding Tefillas Musaf Yom Kippurim. It's brought down at Pliya that in the Piyutim of the davening, the Nusach Ashkenaz, you're talking a lot about Sira Pnimi and not Sira Mishtalech. So Sira Mishtalech, you mechap on all the averes that you have except one. Siyar Pnimi is only for one Aveir. Why are we so focused on Siyar Pnimi? So he brings you two answers. The first answer that the Maharil says is the Kaparas HaMishtaleach Tluyo B'Siyar Pnimi. It all depends on Siyar Pnimi. Because if you don't have the Pnimi Kitikuno, so you don't have the Kapara of the Mishtaleach. So Rav Moshe Shapir Zetzal, in the Shurim of Rabbi Bachan and the Sefer Nechus Yomo, he explained a little bit more. He says, you know, what really is the pshat? That everything depends on Siyar Pnimi. Because what does the Kapara of Yom Kippurim depend on? The Kapara of Yom Kippurim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Metayer, the Lev of Klal Yisrael. And what is the Lev of Klal Yisrael? Hashoichen Isom Oitom Betoich Tumasom. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the Shechina within us. And that's where all the Kapara could come from. Kapara could come from because inside the Pintel Yid is always connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Connected that connection, we have the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, the Kotshim, is a representation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoichin Itonu. The Shechina is with us. The Shechina Shoichin Beis HaMikdash represents the Shechina that's with every one of us in his heart. And we can add to this a little bit more, as we learned in the end of Maseches Makis. What is the whole idea of Tarjag Mitzvahs? Is in order for us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have that inner connection. That's what the Maharal explains. We mentioned in the Shur Machshav on the Daf that that's why they came the next generations and lowered the number. Tov Damelech says it's only 11. Shayo says it's 6. Achabah Chavako v'imidah malachas, one mitzvah. How does it get reduced? Because we're not talking about the chiyuvim. Of course, a person has to do all the mitzvahs. But the shayla is what brings that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because that's the purpose of the mitzvahs. The kapara of Yom Kippurim depends on that you have that connection. If there is a problem of Tumas Migdash VeKotshov, that means there's a problem in the connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. If you have a problem in the connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, you're missing the whole Kapara of Yom Kippurim. It's not Shaykh to have Kapara in Yom Kippurim if you don't have that connection. So immediately that's the pshat. The Iker focus in Yom Kippurim is on the Tumas Migdash VeKotshov, that the Migdash should be pure, that there will be no Tumah of Klal Yisrael, that the connection between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael will be completely intact. Mimelu, once you have that, you can have Kapar and all the Averis, then you, the Siyar Mishtalech, really take care of everything else. V'advoyim nifloim ad lemoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list, wants to go, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.